KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Thank you to Steve Ryman, our general manager and our production manager and our janitor and about every other job around here. Steve's been here for like 25 plus years. I so much appreciate him. He's God's using him to get us on the air every day, and it's just a blessing. Of course, you'll hear Steve hosting ABQ Connect Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday every week, and I have a fun time doing it on Mondays. I'm joined now over the phone by Holly Brooks. She's the administrator for Eastern Hills Christian Academy in Albuquerque. Holly, you're watching baseball up in Farmington, I understand.
Yeah, I am. I'm taking my son up for a couple of baseball games, a doubleheader. So I had to talk to you over the phone instead of in person, but I appreciate you doing it.
I hope you had a safe drive this morning. You probably missed the rain that we're expecting here in a little bit.
I did. Yeah, it was a nice drive.
Now,
perfect weather.
I'm going to pray that you have perfect weather for baseball, because rain doesn't help in baseball too much, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Hey, Holly, let's talk a little bit about Eastern Hills. You're committed to partnering with families to provide their children a strong spiritual and educational foundation. A foundation which will inspire lifelong learning. Your desire is for children to leave Eastern Hills rooted in Scripture and growing in Christ. That is a large mission statement. How you doing with that?
Yes, it is. I can speak personally, not just as the administrator, but my two eighth grade daughters just wrapped up their eighth grade year at Eastern Hills this school year, and they're going on to high school. And as from the perspective of a parent, I feel like my girls are academically and spiritually prepared to move on to a public school setting and to be able to be bold in their faith. And they're, you know, they've completed Algebra 1, so they don't have to take that as freshmen, and they're in honors English class, and you know, so I feel like they're very adequately prepared.
Your academic standards are actually probably higher than most public schools, is that right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So just to kind of speak to the new requirement from New Mexico, from the legislature, they're requiring 180 days of school now. And in order to be exempt from that, you have to have an 80% proficiency rate and in reading. And so I compared our proficiency rates with our standardized testing to APS and, you know, to see if we were exempt from the 180 days, if we could do 174 instead, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we're right at that 80% proficiency rate. In comparison, it's a 38% with APS.
Proficiency.
Wow.
That's shocking.
Yeah, it's a big change. And the same thing with math. You know, they're sitting at like a 25% proficiency rate, and we're looking at more of a 40% proficiency rate, 45% proficiency. I mean, it's you know, it is a big difference. So,
yeah. Holly, as the administrator, I mean, you're kind of responsible for kind of making sure that you meet the standard educational requirements that the state of New Mexico puts out. But as you've already just said, you're exceeding those requirements very considerably. As a parent, is considering options. Like, I know there's a lot of young parents may have a 3 or 4 year old, and they're thinking about daycare versus preschool. Why would it be better to choose Eastern Hills as opposed to maybe just a standard daycare situation?
The answer. We have biblically integrated curriculum from 3-year-old preschool all the way up through eighth grade. And so when you bring your preschool pre-K student to us, they're receiving instruction in early literacy and early numeracy. Bible is an everyday core class in all of our grades from preschool all the way up through eighth grade. And so they're not just going and playing. They are learning God's word. They're learning how much Jesus loves them. They're learning the Bible stories. They're learning their numbers, their colors. They're going to be, you know, learning all their letters and letter sounds and, you know, all in a Christian environment, a wholesome Christian environment. And so, you know, they're learning every day. It's not just go and play and have socialization, although that's part of it. You know, play and socialization is all important as well, you know, at that age. But it's not babysitting by any means.
Well, I know I've got some young moms that are listening, for an example, maybe some young dads too. And as you're considering where to have your child involved in school, maybe pre-K, maybe their elementary school, maybe middle school, you can serve all those needs at Eastern Hills, right?
Yes, yes. So we serve preschool all the way through 8th. And yeah, we offer, right, we have small class sizes, so we won't go over 18 students in any class. At the preschool pre-K, the state requirement is a 12-to-1 ratio. We actually keep it at a 9-to-1 ratio. So basically what that means, if we hit 10 students in a preschool or pre-K class, we're going to be adding in a full-time educational assistant, as opposed to waiting till it's 13 kids and adding that assistant.
That's amazing. Now, you're a private, nonprofit Christian organization, but there is tuition due. And I know a lot of parents might be thinking,
correct,
oh, I probably need to just stay with public education because I can't afford this. But you know some ways to fund education that I wasn't even aware of when we were talking last week in preparation for this interview.
Yes, absolutely. So our preschool pre-K program is a state-licensed 5-star rated program. And as such, we are able to accept the Child Care Assistance Program funding. So basically what that means, if there's a family, say 4, that needs some assistance, would like their child to come to our school, preschool, they can go on to ECECD on the website and look up Child Care Assistance. And what that means is if it's a family of 4, they have to be making about $120,000 in that range, $120,000 or less, which they accept families that make 400% and below the federal poverty rate. And so if they're working, if they're going to school, if they're actively seeking employment and they meet that income rate, then they can qualify for the child care assistance. So basically what that means is the early childhood and care department from the state of Mexico will write us a check to pay for their child education.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So it's just a matter of the family applying. They work with the child care assistance program. They choose us as their child's school, and then I accept the contract, and then they write the checks to us and pay for it. So it's basically free preschool, preschool pre-K.
Well,
and then if a parent's saying, well,
go ahead.
But after that, then what do I do?
Right.
You know, we actually, as of this coming school year, deadline's already over, but you apply for the following year, which if you come as preschool, transitioning to kindergarten, you can apply for ACE scholarships. And they offer pretty much the same thing, but it's 300% above the poverty rate and below. And so that can actually help families transition to school into kindergarten, you know, into the elementary. So, yeah, you can go to our website. All of that can be found on our website under the admissions tab and under the tab, you know, you can look for tuition and assistance.
Eastern Hills Christian Academy.org. I know it's also Eastern Hills Christian CA.
So you can get to our website by typing in Eastern Hills Christian Academy.org, or you can type in without the HTTP and all that, just simply type in goehca.com and it'll take you to the same place.
I love that. And of course, I know there's people right now trying to write things down, but they're driving. Please don't, you know, compromise your driving. Be safe. The phone number to call is 505-294-3373. And we're going to take a quick break. And Holly is going to explain, you know, what the process is. So don't think you got to learn everything right now. Maybe this has gotten your attention. Holly's going to spend some personal time with you. She does all the tours, and we'll hear more about that as we talk with Holly up to the top of the hour. We'll be back on ABQ Connect right after these messages.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
We're on the phone this afternoon with Holly Brooks. She's the administrator for Eastern Hills Christian Academy. They are located just north of Candelaria at 3100 Morris Street Northeast. If you live up in that neighborhood, maybe this would be a great opportunity for you to have kids. If you have kids from preschool age, that would be three and 4 year olds, all the way up to eighth grade. Maybe it really be a significant opportunity for private education. And Holly's already talked to us a little bit about some ways to the child care assistance funding from the state. There are ACE scholarships available for higher grades. I want to emphasize 505-294-3373. I can't give you all the information today. Holly can't give you all the information today in, you know, about the 20, 25 minutes that we have on the air. And I especially don't want you to compromise your driving if you're listening on the phone. But, you know, maybe you can jot down 505-294-3373 and give Holly a call. Holly, what's the process if a parent calls you? Do you invite them to come in and take a tour?
Absolutely, yeah. So the first thing when they call, they'll direct the phone call directly to me. So I make myself available for that. I answer any questions they might have over the phone. I set up a personal tour for them, so it's not a group tour. It's just their family. They come in, I show them everything, you know, preschool all the way up to high school, so they get a good feel of what the school is like all the way through. We take some time to sit down in my office. They can ask me questions, and oftentimes, you know, our preschool families, they might be new to school altogether, and so I offer as much information as I possibly can so that they can make an informed decision, and I introduce them to my assistant who handles all of the admissions and enrollment, Gina Evans, and you know, give them a packet that they can take home and little free swag that they can have for their kiddos. But we just really emphasize, you know, what it is that we do there. And we truly have a community feel. We love the kids. We love the Lord. You know, and that's our focus. And so we want it to be a good fit for the families. And so, you know, that's part of our process is actually them coming in, interviewing. It's kind of an interview, so to speak, but it's more of just getting to know the family, letting the family know us, you know, and then they can go online and apply to our website under the Apply tab. They can apply for admissions. Depending on the grade, early ed, it's, you know, $40 admissions fee. When you get to elementary, middle school, it's an $80 application fee. And really that covers just, we do admissions testing for the elementary kids and up, you know, in reading and math to see where they are coming in, so we know how to work with them academically. And then if families say, yeah, you know, we think it's a great fit, and then we offer them enrollment. And speaking of enrollment, right now for this month through the end of July, we're running a new student summer special. And so that would mean no registration fee. It's an annual registration fee, which is about a $450 value. It covers books and fees and those kinds of things. And so we're waiving that. And we're also offering a $1,000 off of tuition for this first school year if they're a new family.
And again, you're going to go over all, I think it's worth people coming to investigate. I know So many times I've read that, you know, we're supposed to ask God, you know, we're supposed to go through a seeking process, and then we're supposed to knock on a door when he opens that door. But so many people don't understand that it doesn't usually happen in that order, because when we first start, we don't even know what to pray for. So I'm going to ask, I'm going to ask people to pray about what can God show you about how to, you know, get your children involved in a learning community where they're going to actually enjoy learning, be in a safe community spiritually, and then go through a seeking process. You know, call Holly Brooks at 505-294-3373. She's the administrator for Eastern Hills Christian Academy. They're located at 3100 Moore Street Northeast. They're a little bit north of Candelaria on Morris. Really nice neighborhood, part of Eastern Hills Baptist Church. But you definitely don't have to be a member of Eastern Hills Baptist Church. You have people from all different denominations at your school, don't you?
Absolutely, yes. We're a more of a non-denominational school. We have teachers that, you know, we don't require that our staff all be members of Eastern Hills Baptist Church. As long as our staff members are plugged in to a Christ-following church that believes that Jesus Christ is Lord, that the Bible is the infallible Word of God, they're actively involved in their church, and they're living a lifestyle, and they have to sign a lifestyle statement that they are living a lifestyle that is not outside of biblical principle. We will not back down from biblical principle, period.
I love that.
And so, you know, that's a requirement. And so anybody that wants to look into our school can rest assured that that's the case. I mean, we will not back down from biblical principle, and that's with everything. You know, now with all of the things, public school and everything that's going on now in our state and our country, you know, all of the agendas and things that are being introduced to the kids, we don't do that. Mm-hmm. If it's not biblical, we're not doing it.
Holly, it's interesting. I've got a friend of mine that has texted me while we're on the radio together, and she's a grandmother. So I think she's probably asking this question for one of her grandchildren. And she basically says, in your experience, do students that start preschool at 3, do they tend to do well in later grades?
They do. I mean, and that's kind of across the board, whether it's private school or public school. If they're starting when they're younger, they're getting introduced to their academics. They just get that solid foundation, both academically and spiritually, you know, early. And so they're not entering in kindergarten without having any of that knowledge coming in. And so, yeah, it does. It sets them up for success. Absolutely.
I love that. The phone number to Eastern Hills Christian Academy is 505-294-3373. Their website is easternhillschristianacademy.org. A lot more information available. Of course, if you didn't catch everything that you need to know today, please give Holly a call, because that's what she's all about. Holly, I want to ask you about your partnership with parents. You know, I'm a public school kid. I went to public school my whole life. My children all went to private school. And I want you to explain to us kind of that partnership with your teachers and your staff with parents, and why that works so well.
Well, we are small school. We have a great family community. We have what we call the Family Events Committee, I guess, that they partner with us, and we have fun community activities, you know, school community activities. We have a back-to-school barbecue bash every year. We do literacy and STEM night and movie nights, and we do grandparents' breakfast and, you know, trunk or treat. They partner with the church and do that, fall carnivals, spring carnivals. We also have a teacher collaboration day on Thursdays, typically during the lunch hour. Parents are invited, you know, we ask them to come in and help cover those classes, you know, cover the lunch and recess, so that our teachers can collaborate and be able to have continuity across grade levels, so they have that chance to work together you know, our parents are invited to come in, to volunteer, to help, to, you know, drive kids to field trips, you know, but that being said, any volunteer is background checked.
Yeah.
We do, mm-hmm. you know, background check on all of our parent volunteers before they're able to be around the kiddos. Same thing, all of our teachers have to pass background checks, as well as they're all degreed and licensed and ACSI certified, which is our Association of Christian Schools International, our accrediting body. So, you know, you're not just coming to a Christian school that has, you know, parents that want their kids to be in a Christian school, and so then they're teaching the kids. They're qualified, educated, you know, licensed, certified teachers. And so,
well, Holly, I got to
partner with our.
Oh, go ahead.
With our parents, yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, I guess I was thinking about, you know, I was not really an academician. Embarrassingly, but hey, I really enjoyed athletics, for example. And you mm-hmm. guys have athletics, right?
Oh, absolutely. We actually start at the elementary in first grade, all the way up to eighth grade. We're part of the Albuquerque Parochial and Independent Athletic League, APIL. So at the middle school, we offer tennis is offered, as well as cross country, basketball, volleyball, archery. It's part of the National Archery in the Schools program. We also have track and field, and we've partnered with a couple of smaller Christian schools as well, with Axiom and Christ Lutheran, and in order to have enough middle school girls, you know, to create a basketball team. And so we did that this last year, and together we accomplished the championship for the APL League for girls basketball. And so, you know, we partner with other schools. We make it happen. You know, we do what's necessary to provide these kids with the best quality education and opportunities. You know, it's not just about the sports, but we have electives for our middle school kids. You know, we have life skills and sewing and crafting, and we have a baking class and a science lab rat class, and you know, things that just, you know, so that it's middle school for these kids, and they have a block schedule, so they can fit in the electives and those things, as well as still have all of your core classes and at all of the right amounts of time per week, and Bible is a core class that's graded just like all the other classes, you know, at the middle school level. So.
I love that. Holly, for the month of July, you're having a special. Restate that one more time. We've got about a minute left.
Sure. No registration fee, which is about a $450 value, and $1,000 off full-time tuition for new families. So it's a new family, new student special that we're running for July. And this is preschool through eighth grade.
I love it. EasternHillsChristianAcademy.org is the website, 505-294-3373. The school is located at 3100 Moore Street Northeast in Albuquerque, 87111. Holly, we're out of time, and I so much appreciate you spending time with us, and safe travels in baseball in Farmington.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Bye-bye.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.